Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Leadership Tuscarawas is expanding to a 10-month leadership development program through a partnership with Kent Tusk. Kent will help provide business services for project initiatives. The 2018-2019 signature program starts this month, and Leadership Tusk is accepting community project applications to give members the opportunity to learn and practice team leadership skills while making an impact in the community. For more details, visit WTUZ.com. A local nonprofit organization that strives to help people with disabilities has been awarded a 3-year CARF accreditation for its employment program and services. Starlight Enterprises had to submit an application and meet over 80 standards to be considered for this accreditation. This will offer an opportunity for them to expand their services within the county and even outside of the county for persons looking for employment services. For information about Starlight's employment services, visit them at 400 East High Avenue in New Philadelphia. For more headlines, visit us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Listen, this committee down there that cost $500,000 to investigate Urban Meyer and Zach Smith and this whole situation. They couldn't wait until today to break this news. They had to do it at 9 o'clock or whatever the heck time it was last night. Therefore, of course, all of our phones started blowing up. Then you have to somewhat kind of go to work a little bit, right? I mean, fielding a couple of phone calls, at least myself, phone calls and text messages and getting information out there on social media, and then you do a little digging and trying to find out some info. I would much rather work at work and not at home at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I was already in bed.
That's what I mean. I was getting ready to wind down, maybe wanted to watch a little television.
Right.
Then boom, the bombshell. If you haven't heard, Urban Meyer suspended for the first 3 games of the 2018 football season. He's already been away for the team for quite some time. How long has he been?
3 weeks.
Has it been 3 weeks since he's been placed on leave?
Mm-hmm. I think they said it started August. Oh, gosh, what was the date?
Now, when he's been on this leave that he's been on, he was getting paid. Now, this suspension, he will not be getting paid during this time that he's out for these 3 games. Also, the school's athletic director, Gene Smith, suspended more than 2 weeks without pay. 17 days, to be exact, is when it starts.
The 1st was when this all broke.
Okay. So August the 1st is when he went on leave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going on a good few weeks, like you said. But anyway, of course, suspended for his mishandling, if you will, of all those domestic abuse allegations against one of his former assistants. Press conference last night, late last night. Man, I tell you what. Then it ended up being a late night from hours up till after 11.
Oh, my God.
It was
gosh.
Just a chain reaction. Here's a little bit of some of the press conference from last night. Here's the president of the Ohio State University, Michael Drake.
Based on the independent investigation, I want to state clearly that we believe Urban Meyer did not and does not condone domestic abuse. However, he did fail to take sufficient management action regarding Zach Smith, and he was not as complete and accurate at media day, and didn't uphold the high standards and values of the university on that day.
Now, real quick, when he mentions media day, he's talking about Big Ten media day when all this sort of came to light, when somebody asked him a question about Zach Smith and the abuse allegations, and Urban Meyer looked at the reporter like he had 8 heads and said, "I don't know what you're talking about, this, that, and the other." Then, of course, people did a little digging after that.
Therefore, Urban Meyer is suspended through September 2nd, 2018, and for the games on September 1st, 8th, and 15th. Meyer will forego pay for that period of time. In addition, Athletics Director Gene Smith also failed to take sufficient action in relation to Zach Smith's misconduct and did not exhibit leadership.
Okay, of course, that's what I already told you. Gene Smith out more than 2 weeks as well without pay. Michelle, here's kind of my take on the whole situation. All right, if you fire Urban Meyer for this, which I really did think he had a chance to lose his job over this whole thing.
I had faith.
But if you were to fire him over this, then there's a storm, a Buckeye storm, okay? People up in arms, losing their minds. How could you fire a man? He didn't do anything, okay? That would be the argument. And then, if you don't fire or even suspend Urban Meyer and just let him come right back to the team. All right, 8 days, here we go. Urban back on the sidelines. It's football, right? Then everybody's like, well, what the heck? They're just covering up for their man. They didn't even suspend him. What's this all about? They basically told him, take a three-week vacation, then you can come back. So this three-game suspension is sort of like a happy medium. Let's meet in the middle, both
right.
of those
you
sides.
You make everyone happy.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I don't know if that's good. I don't know if it's bad. But it's a world we live in, and if he had any knowledge of any of what was going on, then I don't know.
I did think
maybe
it was,
he does deserve a little bit of this. Maybe a little bit.
I thought it was interesting. The second to last question in the press conference last night was, what would you say to Courtney Smith in all of this? And all he said was, I'm just sorry we're in this situation.
Right.
And I kind of feel like because it was such a, I mean, there were a lot of allegations against her saying that she was being untruthful.
Yeah, and you got to think there's bad blood there now, too, because
this
Courtney Smith kind of...
She came at him.
She came at him and came at the Meyer family and said, you knew, everybody knew.
Mm-hmm.
And Urban at this point, whoa, hold on.
Like, what?
Exactly.
What are you talking about? It's interesting.
It is. Here's Urban last night. By the way, how upset did he look at the whole situation? He just looked mad. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't you?
There were before the ruling, there were rumors that Urban did not want to accept the suspension. Called him in and said, Herb, this is what we want to do. He said no. I mean, this is just from what I heard from inside sources. Urban told them, I didn't do anything wrong. I shouldn't be serving a suspension. But here's a little bit of Urban last night who was in rare form. And listen, I've seen Urban in some press conferences, and I've never seen Urban as mad as he was last night. You can tell he was mad by how fast he was reading his whole statement. He was looking down the whole time and only looked up about three or four times.
I know that the impact that the events the last 3 weeks have had on this institution, an institution that I love, and how challenging this has been for our community, our president, a man who I have great respect for, and for that I am deeply sorry. I'm fully aware that I'm ultimately responsible for the situation that has harmed the university as a whole and our department of athletics and our football program. I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce.
Now, Earl Bruce is a former Ohio State coach in which Urban Meyer was under as an assistant back in the day. And Urban kind of looked at Earl Bruce as almost like a father figure in his life. So this Zach Smith is Earl Bruce's grandson.
Mm.
So there's a little bit of that going on.
Yeah, that stinks.
Now, Earl Bruce, like I said, coached the Buckeyes, even coached up at Maslin Washington High School as well back in the day, born in Pennsylvania. But anyway, so that's sort of where that whole Earl Bruce thing comes from. Urban maybe felt a little allegiance and maybe felt like he needed to be loyal to the guy.
He was my mentor and like a father to me. Likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years. I did not know everything about Zach Smith, which was what Zach Smith was doing, and I'm pleased that the report made this very clear. However, I should have demanded more from him and recognized red flags. I needed to show more care and concern for the entirety of the situation and the people involved. I should have been more demanding of him in the same way I am of my players, other staff members, and myself. I should have done more, and I am sorry for that.
He went on to say after that again how apologetic he was. And later, when somebody, I think, asked him a question, he said one thing he learned from this is how evil, I guess, if you want to put it, how bad, I guess, domestic violence is. You know what I mean? So he became, I guess, educated a little more on the whole situation. The thing that gets me is the athletic director, Gene Smith, who has been around the university for quite some time, handling the whole athletic department. Now, apparently, Gene Smith is the one who found out about this 2015 incident between Zach Smith and his wife. And then Gene Smith went to Urban and told Urban Meyer about it. And apparently that's how Urban found out about the 2015 situation. Urban already knew about a 2009 situation that had occurred. But people were wondering, well, if Gene Smith is the one who told Urban, why is Urban the one suspended three games and Gene Smith is out 2 weeks? But listen, they put that group together, cost him $500,000. What'd you tell me? We were talking last night. How many witnesses? 40 or something?
40 witnesses, 10,000 emails, 60,000 emails, and 10,000 text messages.
60,000 emails they read.
To go through, right.
And tens and thousands of text messages they read before they came to their decision. One other thing, too, and I don't know if it's necessarily a cover-up. I know it sounds like one, because I said the whole time, if Urban, they found out Urban covered anything up, then you have to go. You can't right. cover up a crime. But apparently he tried to delete text messages, and the committee, the investigative committee, found out about it, and that's kind of what did him in. So he did have knowledge, is basically what they said. But he wasn't, obviously, condoning such activities and everything. If he fires this guy back in 2015, this Zach Smith, we're not even here at this point right now. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Canned him 3 years ago, but you kept him around because you felt like you maybe owed him something. You worked under his grandpa. So
Zach Smith will probably never have a job again.
No.
Not in any collegiate level, at least.
Yeah, I mean, he may be at a small school somewhere. He'll never work at a major college ever again, I don't think, for their football program. I don't know. I mean, things may change. Obviously, people get second chances, but who really knows?
Crazy.
But that is the Urban Meyer latest. Later today, the Big Z sports team, myself, Joe, and Chris, we're going to chat with our buddy Jeremy Birmingham. Of course, Jeremy's done our Buckeye breakdown on the Big Z Sports Show for the past 3 years. Jeremy now works for Letterman Row, and he'll talk to us about the whole situation. That's later today in the 10 o'clock hour. We may go Facebook Live with that, but once the entire conversation's done, it'll be up on our website in the sports section, and we'll put it up on Facebook and Twitter so we can get a Buckeye insider, someone who's in the know down there in Columbus. We'll get a little more insight as to what is happening. Hey, a redneck woman got in trouble yesterday, too, Michelle. Gretchen Wilson got arrested. Did you see all this?
Where's she been?
Well, drinking heavily, apparently.
No way.
She got arrested on an airplane. She caused a disturbance at Bradley International Airport yesterday. Apparently, according to TMZ, her and another passenger went to go to the airport bathroom at the same time. And that can, of course, if you both have to go, when nature calls, I mean, can cause a fight. That's exactly what happened. Not a physical altercation, but just a verbal one. So bad that flight attendants had to try and tell Gretchen, well, calm down, take your seat. Then when police arrived, when the plane landed, she became even more belligerent toward the troopers and caused a disturbance. Therefore, she had to be taken in. September 13th is when she goes back to court for it. Her mugshot, she looks real ashamed. Head down. Eyes maybe closed. It's hard to tell.
I gotta look this up. You haven't heard of her in such a long time.
So I went down after 7 o'clock yesterday. Gretchen Wilson won a Grammy back in 2004 for this song right here.
Wow.
She had a couple number one albums back in her day, too. All Jacked Up, One of the Boys. Other albums, Here for the Party, Ready to Get Rowdy.
It's catchy.
So a minor disturbance is what they're calling it for Gretchen Wilson. Her mugshot is now in this long list, Michelle, of country music mugshots. You have Billy Currington, who, of course, was captured in not his best form. Hank Williams Jr., which is kind of scary if you look at that one. And we all know the old school folks like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Yeah, they have mug shots out there. Kid Rock, if you want to put him under that country artist category. Wynonna Judd, And she looked like she was actually happy about the whole thing back in 2003. Now, even though he's our buddy now and he's coming to the Tuscarawas County Fair, Rodney Atkins has his mug shot out there from back in November of 2011. Randy Travis has not only one, but two mug shots up there for us to see. And again, Uncle Cracker. Good old Uncle Cracker with a K. Back in August of 07. Glenn Campbell, 2003. R.I.P. Glenn Campbell. So there you go, Gretchen Wilson. I mean, just following suit, Michelle, by getting arrested for some sort of drunken disorderly dispute and getting a mugshot now for us to look at until the end of time.
Listen, I hear that noise again.
I hear it too. I mean, I don't know what to do about it. I just blasted my headphones here in my ears to try and hear what is going on. I don't know.
It's not me.
It's a soup can and strings over here. That's how we get it done. Of course, we're available on social media as well. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Michelle, the folks at Forbes, at it again. I gave you their list of the highest paid country stars, highest paid actresses, and now their list of the highest paid actors. In the world, according to Forbes. Well, I was going to maybe quiz you again. Do you want to You want to go down that
route? Love a quiz.
Okay.
Love a quiz.
Well, they have the 10 highest paid male actors of 2018. Does Forbes? Let's see maybe how many of the 10 you could name.
The Rock.
That is number 2 on the list. Good job.
Number 2?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson actually more than doubled his income. From 2016 to 2017. Now, this list, it's from June 1st, 2017 to June 1st of 2018, how much these folks earned in that calendar year. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $119 million is what he pulled in over the past year. Can thank all of his movies. I mean, what, Jumanji?
Moana, I'm sure, brought in a
There you go.
Knot.
That Rampage film didn't do so terrible for him. So there you go. Can you name any more, as The Rock is number 2?
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is not on the list.
Nuh-uh, really?
Not on it. Now you're dumbfounded.
Hold on a minute. Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt is... A good guess, but not on the list.
OMG.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, a Chris is on the
Hemsworth.
List. You're right.
Yes.
Number 4 is Chris Hemsworth.
Man, I'm struggling with this one.
$64.5 million buckaroos is what he raked in.
Now, would Brad Pitt be on that list?
Brad Pitt is not on the list. All right, you're done.
Okay,
you had 3 incorrect ones there. Okay, we're going to start at number 10.
Got it.
Help me out. Get your Google fingers ready, Michelle.
Ready. Okay.
Because I don't know who this is.
Okay.
Who is Salman Khan? Salman, S-A-L-M-A-N, Khan, K-H-A-N. $33.5 million bucks is what he pulled in over the past year.
Ooh. He's an Indian film actor.
Okay.
He's cute.
What is he in? I mean, what has he been in over the past year?
Let me look.
If I looked at this guy, would I know?
No, because I've never recognized this man in my life.
Okay.
Maybe he's just really popular in India.
Let me look at his...
I literally have never seen this guy before.
Let me Google image this fool. Oh, I think I've seen him before.
You think?
I think I have.
I don't know who he is.
But anyway, all right, yeah, he was number 10.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hey, another Chris made the list. Who'd you say? Who were your...
I said Chris Pratt.
All right, Hemsworth is on there. Can you name another Chris? Evans.
Oh!
He played Captain America.
Yeah.
Chris Evans. $34 million bucks is what he pulled in. Adam Sandler is number 8 on Forbes' list of the highest paid actors for 2018. Adam Sandler pulled in $39.5 million. Then you have another person who I've never heard of. I'm going to bust out my Google images again. His name is Akshay Kumar. A-K-S-H-A-Y. Kumar. K-U-M-A-R.
I've never seen him either. He's a Canadian film actor, producer, martial artist. Oh, he works in Bollywood films.
Yeah, never seen that dude. Will Smith is at number 6, $42 million bucks. Jackie Chan is that number five
he's
on the list.
He's still kicking it?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Because he's a martial arts guy.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. Jackie Chan, $45.5 million
He's
is
funny.
What he's
Don't you think his movies are funny? I mean, I like cheesy, corny.
Do you understand funny. The words that come out of my mouth?
He's so funny. Like, him and Chris Tucker, they're the best together.
I guess.
They're
I mean,
so
yeah,
funny.
The Rush Hour movies were funny.
Hilarious.
Yes, the original was funny. After that, it got old. We already stated Chris Hemsworth was at number four. At number three is Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. $79 million is what he pulled in.
Gotcha.
All right, so The Rock at number two.
So with who's number one?
With all that being said, can you guess who number one is?
Can you give me one clue?
This guy, yeah, I'll give you a clue. He did not star in a film at all in 2017, nor has he yet in 2018.
What?
He's 57 years old.
I need a better clue than that.
Recently got married and now has twins.
Oh, George Clooney?
Good job, Michelle.
Oh.
Took you a little long. George Clooney.
That's crazy.
Over the past calendar year.
Wow, that's crazy.
$239 million.
Hmm.
Remember, second place was The Rock, $119 million. So George Clooney above and beyond everybody else.
That is crazy.
Putting him there in
first
place.
I kind of forget about him because he's not in movies right now. Sometimes when they're not in movies, you think they're just kind of under the radar.
Thanks to a lucrative business venture, endorsements, and older movies, it puts good old George on top. You know, all that extra money will come in handy with those one-year-old twins, Ella and Alexander, wife Amal, all that good stuff. Know how it goes, George. Knows how it goes. Here's the interesting thing. Remember we did the world's best actresses or highest paid actresses for 2018?
Yes.
Remember who number one was? It was Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
$40.5 million is what she pulled in.
Wow.
So you look at the look at the pay wage gap. I mean, there's not anybody at 40.5 until you get to number seven on the male list. Just throwing that out there. And I read somewhere, too, I think I had it right here. All right. Despite equal pay becoming a pressing issue in Hollywood, the Forbes top 10 paid actresses only made $186 million in the same period, and the men made a whopping $562 million, which is crazy to even think about.
I just like 1 million of that.
I'll take a half. If you want to pay me what you paid those folks to investigate Urban Meyer, which was 500 thou.
I'll take that, gladly.
Right now.
I'll take it in a cashier's check.
Right now. Hey, speaking of money, this is kind of crazy. Reports are Aretha Franklin did not leave a will.
I heard that.
When
Isn't
she
that
passed
crazy?
Away. Yeah. Of course, she died last week at the age of 76. This all according to documents filed in a Michigan court on Tuesday, which listed Aretha's sons as interested parties. I don't know how many sons she has or all she had were boys. I don't know if she had any daughters or not. But all this is according to the New York Times that Aretha Franklin did not leave behind a will, which now could lead to things getting a little messy for some judge in some courtroom where all this will go down.
Wow. Interested parties. Does that just mean random people want a part of her fortune?
I don't know. If I can be listed in the interested parties category for Aretha's will.
Right? It's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Aretha wouldn't mind. I'm sure
that
she wouldn't care.
Crazy.
The report also states that the sons have nominated Aretha's niece, Sabrina Owens, to be the estate's personal representative. So we'll see what comes of all this. I mean, she's not even in the ground yet, right? It's still going to be a week before her funeral.
Is it this week or is it next week?
I think the 28th and the 29th were public viewing dates, and then the 31st was the actual funeral for just family and close friends. So that's next week when she will be laid to rest. But this battle with her will, that won't be laid to rest right there, pun intended. For quite some time, I'm sure.
You're such a dork.
What do you mean?
You're just a dork.
I mean, listen. Sometimes you gotta be a dork. Especially in, I mean, look what I do for a living. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can call me whatever you want. Dork.
Silly.
Yeah. You called me another name that starts with the D the other day. We won't go there. We will not go down that road.
Ding dong, duh.
That's exactly what it was. Don't know what you guys were thinking. Z Country, get your minds out of the gutter. Headlines, again, brought to you by Norman Eckinger. That me right there just doing your job for you, Michelle.
Hey, thanks. Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong?
You ruined the day.
What's wrong with you? I ruined the day.
Every time you bring up the space news.
Well, listen, it's kind of big. Now, remember, it's been less than a month after NASA announced that they found the presence of liquid water on Mars, which is, I mean, frozen, right? But still, it's water.
Right.
Now scientists say, Michelle, that they found definitive evidence of water ice on now the moon's surface. They say this, yes, that now I know you are blown away.
Mind blown.
But the team of scientists, they use data from NASA's Moon Mineralogy Mapper, their little instrument, to help identify specific signatures that prove there's water ice on a surface. And they have done just that right there.
No way.
On the moon's surface. Way, Michelle. What? Now they say the water could be ancient, as sunlight never ever reaches these regions because of the small tilt of the moon's rotation axis.
Mm.
They say where this water is located, it never gets above, get this, the temperature on this part of the moon never gets above 250 degrees Fahrenheit. It's always minus 250 or colder than that. So, pretty much nobody can live there.
No.
But maybe one day, Donald Trump, when he sends his space force up there, which will be the sixth branch of our defense, right?
Right.
In the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Space Force maybe will go up there one day and crack the ice. Maybe they will be able to live in a place that's negative 250 degrees Fahrenheit. We never know until Space Force begins their voyage, whenever that does happen.
Hmm.
But I'm just keeping you in the know of what's going on.
Thank you very much.
Not only here on planet Earth, but
in the whole universe.
Beyond. Listen, here, we give days off to everybody for everything, right? I think Brooke takes like 2 days off a week.
At least that's what
it seems like recently.
Oh.
But this company in Minnesota, they're taking it to another level. Minnesota marketing company, Nina Hale. They've expanded their employee benefits to include fraternity leave to its new pet parents. You're kidding me? Not fraternity, but fraternity leave. On their website, the company said the fraternity leave policy will offer pet parents a week of work from home days to spend with their four-legged companions as they adjust to a new home.
Yay.
They're animals, not little babies, but animals. I don't know if they are having a problem hiring or keeping folks staffed there at that marketing firm in Minnesota to offer fraternity leave. That's something. Jared is such a pet lover. That's something maybe he would do.
Offer
fraternity leave to anybody here who gets a new dog.
I mean,
he's an avid dog lover.
Well, yeah, I mean, I am as
Brooke
well.
Brooke would be getting a dog once a week if that was the case.
You are so mean. Stop putting her out on blast.
I'm just saying.
She has a sick baby.
You're right. She did have a sick child.
Yes. So
that's why she was gone, yeah.
Yes. But, I mean, getting a new dog, you know that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is
you
a lot of work.
You start to train them, potty train, cage train, or whatever you feel the need to do. Make sure they don't pee in the house, eat your furniture.
But you must have bad dogs because my dogs have never done any of those
never?
Things. I mean,
please.
They don't chew on furniture.
When you first got them as puppies, they didn't do that?
I mean, I train them. Once you meet my twin boys one day, you'll know that I rule the house with an iron fist, put the fear of God in my pets and my children. No, I'm not that bad. But I've never had none of my pets have ever, they don't chew shoes, they're not bad dogs. I don't know. Maybe it's just maybe it's you and Chadley. I don't know, Michelle.
He wasn't around when I had them as puppies.
I don't know. Well, then it's clearly all on you, then. Clearly. If he wasn't even around.
My lab used to, when we first got her, one of them, she used to bite at the windowsill. Like, really bad.
Bite the windowsill? Like, the wooden part?
Yeah. She was, like, I don't know, gnawing at it.
People claim dogs are smart, but then you watch them do things like, oh, I don't know, chase their tails, chew on windowsills, and get fooled by a laser pen, and then you say to yourself,
oh, the laser pen, that is so funny.
Well, I don't really know anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my dog, but, I mean, when they were puppies, I feel like you expect that behavior, so I get the whole fraternity leave.
Now, listen, I will take, if you want to spin it this way, I love my dogs so much that if one of them, now I have an older one, Pomeranian, mm-hmm. Sophie, we've had her since like 06 or 07, but she happens to go to doggy heaven one day.
Cross that rainbow bridge.
I will for sure have to take that fraternity leave, I mean, at least for a day. Listen, say what you want about it. My dog dies, man's best friend. I mean, I'm going to have to take a day to recover.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Would you take a day your dog dies?
When I was 16 or I was 17, when we put our lab down, we had to. She was born 2 months before I was born, so she lived to be about 17. When she died, I took that day off from school because I was just so sad.
You need to, your microphone, I don't know what's going on with
what?
You need to keep it up somehow, some way, because then it affects your levels of
look.
Talking into your, I know. It, I know. I know what it's doing over there. Listen,
but like I can't
our phones aren't working. Internet's going in and out. These microphones over here, all day for the past 2 days, we've been hearing a different audio in our headphones other than ourselves.
Right.
A plane just flew overhead because we're less than a mile from the little municipal airport right down the street. I mean, what do you want from me?
I don't know,
been
man.
Been up since 3-something a.m., Urban Meyer suspended for 3 games. Thank God he's still going to be around because I couldn't handle another. I'm still dealing with this loss right here. I could not have handled another sports loss like that. I just couldn't have handled it.
Somebody I saw wrote on Twitter something about how they don't understand how Jim Tressel was let go because of free tattoos.
Tattoo-gate and Car-gate, yeah.
And how Urban Meyer...
It seemed what Tressel did so minuscule.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But here's the thing. Anytime they consider them student athletes, and if this had anything to do with that, with student athletes receiving some sort of improper benefits, or I mean, no doubt about it, Urban would have been gone.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
I can't do this again. We did this a couple hours ago. But Michelle, if folks want to hear our discussion about the Urban Meyer situation, where could they go?
Oh my gosh, the podcast section.
And that's at?
WTUZ.com.
My girl trained so well like my dogs and my children over there.
You're so funny.
I just compared you to a canine and 20-month-olds.
Thanks.
No problem.
You're so nice.
That's what I'm here for. More requested country from our Weaver Appliance text line. You can do that too if you want. 330-339-9399. Michelle Spring, that applause. Well, it's not for you. It's for your husband, Chadley, because I do not know how he puts up with you sometimes.
You're so funny.
Just listen, if I did not have to actually physically talk to you today, like we have to do, like what we're doing now, I wouldn't say a word to you all day.
Why?
Because you're just being mean today.
Oh my God.
You said the other day I was being a jerk. You said the other day I was being a jerk, which listen, I will admit, Z Country, I can come off as a jerk sometimes.
Sometimes.
But I mean well.
That's what they all say.
But I don't know if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
What are you talking about? I've been so nice to you all day. I didn't put anything in your coffee.
Now you're putting... Oh. That quantifies someone as being nice.
Yes.
One day for not tampering with my beverage, then.
I pulled up my chair.
Then you know what? If that's the case,
I got up.
If that's the case, then today you're being extremely nice today.
You're welcome.
I thought Brooke was back to do Z News, but
oh
you know.
My gosh.
No, we have Michelle once again. Take it away, my dear.
On this day in 1989, as punishment for betting on baseball, Cincinnati Reds manager Pete Rose accepts a settlement that includes a lifetime ban from the game, which I think is so bogus.
I don't know. I can't go down that path right now. But if you're from Cincinnati, that's how you say that, Cincinnati. Hey, where are you from? Oh, Cincinnati. Down there, you know, near Kentucky. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, is that what they call it? In 1994, Boyz II Men released their album, Two.
Great album.
Okay.
That had, didn't have End of the Road on there, but it said, it had On Bended Knee. It had, I'll Make Love to You.
They used to be my
It
chance.
Also had, I believe, Motown Philly may have been
Motown
on there.
Motown Philly.
Did not ask you to sing. I'm just listing off songs.
See what I mean? That's being a jerk.
Michelle.
In 2007, Nicole Richie, daughter of Lionel Richie, spent 82 minutes in jail for driving under the influence of drugs in L.A.
I'm sorry. I thought you said she spent 82 minutes in jail.
She did.
Oh, okay.
She was sentenced to 4 days. In 2014, Brad Pitt married Angelina Jolie on their estate in France, and they just recently got divorced.
They did.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay. Wow, what are you whooping for? That Brad's back on the market?
Yeah, Team Aniston, all the way. Holidays for today, it's Ride the Wind Day. Explain that one to me.
I mean, skydiving, I don't know.
Hug Your Sweetheart Day and Buttered Corn Day.
Mm.
Ooh, I love corn on the cob.
I have not so had good. Some good, all summer long, I haven't had any good corn.
I meant to go to the Corn Fest this summer and I didn't make it. In Strasbourg, have you ever been to that?
Never been, no.
Oh my gosh, it's delicious. On TV tonight, Live with Kelly and Ryan. Well, that's not tonight, that's today.
Correct.
Alec Baldwin, actually, it's going to start here in about 10 minutes.
Look at you.
Ellen DeGeneres, she'll have Anne Hathaway on. The NFL preseason football, that will be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns, and they will be in Cleveland.
First Energy.
Yes, that's at 8 o'clock on Fox. Big Brother is on tonight. That starts at 9 o'clock on CBS. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Is this another season?
I think so.
Okay, that's on at 8 o'clock on MTV. And Mandy Moore will be on Jimmy Kimmel. In country news, Loretta Lynn is releasing her long-delayed disc, Wouldn't It Be Great, on September 28th.
You know what? Good for her. She
she was sick for a little
bit. Yeah, had that stroke and everything. So,
yeah.
You know, this is good news. Good
it was
for
supposed
her.
To come out in 2017, but it was delayed because she was sick.
Yeah.
She went on to say that it means so much to her that this last year I had to focus on her health and decided to hold up the release, but she's feeling good and looking forward to it.
Does it say how old
out.
She is there? Is she 80 yet? Loretta Lynn? I'll look that up. You can keep going about your...
I don't know, it doesn't say.
You can keep going about your business there.
Oh, okay. The replica Ferrari used in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off will be auctioned off on live TV this weekend. Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, on NBC's going to do this, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes. It will be sold Saturday at 3 p.m. on NBC. This was one of the three cars used during the movie. It's actually a 1985 Modena GT Spider. I hope I'm saying that wrong. I feel like car lovers are going to
Somebody's probably screaming at their radio.
I know. I'm sorry. So that will take place this Saturday. A big announcement came yesterday. The Big Bang Theory, which is one of the biggest shows on TV.
I see what you did there. Big announcement, Big Bang Theory. Yeah. Did you know it all started with the Big Bang?
Big Bang. It's a super popular sitcom that will be ending after this upcoming 12th season.
Wow.
The final episode airing in May of 2019. It premieres September 24th.
One of my favorite sitcoms.
Crazy.
It's up there. Big Bang's up there with, at least for me, with... like Modern Family, it's up there with...
Really?
Yeah.
You would put Modern Family up there?
I would, with Big Bang Theory.
Hmm.
It's also up there. I just had the other one on the tip of my tongue, and I can't start spitting out some sitcoms. For
Friends.
Me. No. Oh, Two and a Half Men.
It's really?
Up there with Two and a Half Men. I will, just like Big Bang Theory, I will watch old episodes and reruns, ones that I've already seen of Two and a Half Men.
Hmm.
The ones with Charlie Sheen, of course. Once Ashton Kutcher got in there, it's, you know, went down the tubes.
My favorite show ended last year or the year before. Scandal. Do you remember that show?
Scandal. It was popular. I never watched
it. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Did you ever watch Revenge?
Mm-mm.
My gosh,
what's with you? What's with you, Scandal? Revenge? What are you plotting in your life?
They're all shows on ABC. They were great shows. But, all right, there you go.
All right, Michelle Spring, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
On a Friday Eve.